Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo! Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world.
What's up and what's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. Listen, you already know it's Eminem Live Radio. What's going on, y'all? It's been a minute. It's been too long. But listen, wait no more. We got a brand new show carved out just for you. But listen, you know I cannot do the show by myself. I can't do it single. I need my hitter. I need my partner, my right-hand woman. Mia, what's going on, girl?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in once again to your girls right here on, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Now, let's go ahead and get this party started. Now, of course, you guys already know your girls love us some Fridays, man. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to @loveqb on Instagram. Okay, now listen, be the first person to shout us out or blow up our notifications, and you, my friend, could be next week's Follow Friday.
You know how we do this. Hashtag too many hashtags is coming around the corner, where we give you guys all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags, y'all. Stick around, because we got to talk about how Queen B has switched over into country music and how the world is feeling about that, man. Stick around during hashtag too many hashtags.
And listen, y'all already know you are not going to miss a single beat of inspiration and positivity here on Eminem Live Radio. Now, you already know we're going to give it to you in the 60 minutes. That's no thing but a chicken wing. But listen, as you guys know, we have no problem giving it to you in 60 seconds as well with our segment 1 Minute Inspiration. And listen, Misa's got your 1 Minute Inspiration for you this week.
Let's jump headfirst into this conversation right here. Here's the question. Is the institution of the church whack? Heavy loaded question. Listen, jump headfirst into it with us on social media, on Instagram and Twitter @MMLiveRadio. Give us your 2 cents. Give us your ideas so we can have this conversation right here.
Listen, man, let's go ahead and jump into some music, man. Listen, have y'all seen that new favorite trapper music video by my bro Drop? Listen, go check it out. Shout out to 1K Few, who is killing it right now on the Pray Tour. Make sure y'all go see the Pray Tour in a city near you. But in the meantime, here is Favorite Trapper by 1K Few featuring Young Dro and 1K P-Sun. And then we got Steppin' by Wande featuring Queen Lee. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Coming in cruising with Big Zay, Zay Tiggy. Shout out, love my city. Yeah. Tell you no cap, no kizzy. Had to go pray a little harder, even though devil ain't been too busy. Really, I'm like, where is he? Try to go spin, got dizzy. It's a whole new world outside, I put that on Walt Disney. It's a whole lot of hate outside, everybody quit the envy. If you gon' try to slide, remember that tomb is empty. Yeah, I'ma lean on God, rest in peace to Pimp C. Trap back jumping, hallelujah. I can make your favorite trap of praise.
Church, see what I'm saying? Hard work, see what I'm saying? I'ma give him that praise, I'ma clap my hand. Tell the Lord I'm a real big fan. He really got me out that jam. Gave me grace and held my hand and gave me bread when I bought that land. Feel so good, I'ma call my boy. I'ma make a joyful noise. Put my faith on
can't feel. Yeah, true.
Devil say he want some smoke, huh? I don't really think he want none. Shot her in low, she done done. I'm counting up blessing in my young. Gotta feed the whole hood, he chose it. Two fish, five loads, we loaded. Two stuck like uno or dos. Got it on like puto or dro. Baptize my wrist, that water cold. All this ice, that water froze. Chill my body, but not my soul. Only playing with the key like Zedrew. If it ain't Jesus, hates you. Either way it go, we praise you.
Okay, let's go. What we doing?
Trap back jumping, hallelujah.
Jumpin'. I can make your favorite trapper praise, hallelujah.
And I be like, Lord, Danny trying to set it true.
Danny Chan.
When I pull up preaching, I'm at church with all my dudes.
Pull up.
Yo, what's up? It's your girl Wande, and you're kicking it with my girls, Misa and Mia, on Eminem Live Radio. Check out my latest double single, Steppin' in the Light.
Ayo, yeah. Party, don't stop.
Ayo, Diz, go get the camera. Hoppin' out at the show with the dancers. When we droppin' them playlists, be rockin' them blessings. They stop when we up on the banners. We the light of the world, so it's litty. ATX, yo, shout out my city. I'm a child of God, yeah, bitch, steppin' out here. Boy, ain't nothing bitty. Keepin' it holy and classy. Bubble all pink, fine girl, too fancy. Spirit on 10, that's prayer and fasting. That's going up, network, don't ask me. Yeah, blessings coming in, blessings going out. Keep the peace with no posing in a pow. Brush me up my sins, hold up, what a shout. Living what I say, keep me out your mouth.
Hopscotch, we jumping in the spirit like it's pop rocks. Devil try to come and make the block hot, but we fleeing from the scene like the cops out. No, we got the drop off, and we not soft. What they talking about? He be pulling us every which way. No, we did not come to play. Gotta stay in that word every day. But for real though, what we here for? They be sleeping on the king like a pillow. Only press for a man like a window. Y'all be outside for the ride, call me Endo. We ain't friends though, call me Kenfo. Call him one name, he the way, call him hero. What an intro, let me Endo. Start the beat over like 3-2-0.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm stepping. Into these lessons. On me, word be my weapon. Like David, dance through these lessons. Yeah, Kelly and Nilo deliver. Ayy, sorry for when I be choosing the world. When clearly I know that you better. Yeah, moment you realize the fruit of the sin and be sweet when you thought it'd be bitter. You see, I'm walking my faith up the side of the tree. Now I can go back, no, it's different indeed. I'm stepping in all that he called me to be. I'm stepping in this like it's stepping in style, I'm stepping in grace. The devil he tried, he don't know his place. Child of God, yo, shout out to Mace. Yo, take off the chains, we closing the case. The prayers is up, the angels on sight. They ask what I like, the heavenly type. They know my name, the book is of life. We give him that real, boy, this ain't no light.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm stepping. I've seen into these blessings.
Amen. I'm gonna let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go and on the hashtags. Well, this segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags. Let's get into it, y'all. Hashtag let's be frank, Lynn. Listen to this, y'all. So I'm so excited for this one because since premiering in 1968, Little Mr. Franklin being the first black Peanuts character. Of course, we know Peanuts, you know, Snoopy and Charlie
Lucy.
Brown. Yeah, all of them.
Peppermint Patty.
All of them. Ever since they had their premiere show of Franklin in 1968, it's now said that Little Mr. Franklin has his own show.
So ever since they introduced him as a character.
Yes, but his show is called Welcome Home Franklin, and it could be seen on Apple TV.
Bro, why would they do that?
Well, I mean, they gotta try it out.
Apple TV.
They gotta try it out on some audiences to see if it sticks.
That kind of makes me mad.
Because you must not have Apple TV.
Do you?
No, I don't.
That's what I was about to say. Man, if you don't put that joint on Netflix.
But I'm excited because the animations look very, very cute.
It's, no, I've seen the trailer. It looks very...
It's not overstimulating.
Yeah, it looks very nice, very calming. Because that's what, when you think of Peanuts, you think very calming. Like, nothing really crazy happens. It's not overstimulating. It's a very relaxing cartoon to watch.
But one thing I also appreciate about this is Franklin looks like just a more polished version of himself in 1968.
Oh, wow.
So it just looks like, you know, they still try to commit to how the character looks, how he talks, how his hair is. And I could really appreciate that. I feel a little bit of nostalgia when I see, you know, the cover photo.
Yeah.
The promo photo for Welcome Home, Franklin.
See, shout out to Peanuts for making this happen. Standing on blackness.
I know, that's like what I'm talking about. And it came out right during Black History Month. Hashtag Franklin gets a show.
Hashtag what a win.
Hashtag guess what I'll be doing.
Hashtag definitely tuning in.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Someone sent me their Apple TV account. Hashtag permission permitted. So a U.S. judge blocks Ohio law from banning children under 16 years old from using social media. The law would have required kids under 16 to have parental consent. So basically, here's what's going on. So the judge, so this is a now official Ohio law. At first, it was the fact that you needed, if you were under 16, you needed to have parental consent. However, now the judge in Ohio, the U.S. judge has now blocked Ohio from now having that law. So now it doesn't matter how old you are. You can now download any app, no matter how young you are.
Really?
Yes. You do not need a parental consent.
So there are no restrictions on apps?
No, not at all. It just seems as if things in this world are just becoming more and more accessible.
It's crazy.
And I don't like that. To me, that's very scary.
Well, yeah.
At your fingertips, you can just type in whatever you want at whatever age.
Well, right
and
now,
it's okay.
Everything is at, you know, the easy access of using your fingertips. And the thing is growing up, me, I remember when my generation of friends, we were lying to get a Facebook.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
Just to get a Facebook to talk to your friends on social media because Facebook was popping at that time. But when my kids grow up, they're 2 and they're 10 months old right now.
Yeah.
When they grow up, everything is going to be fair game for them to access, whether it's appropriate for children to have their eyes on and have access to or not. And that is something that I feel like a lot of the millennial parents and even parents that are younger coming up raising kids, it's going to be very tough for us to try to figure out and balance what it looks like to raise kids.
One thing that I do like is that in countries like China, they like their TikTok, a kid's TikTok is different from what an adult's TikTok is. Now, I can't give much credit to China because that is a communist country. Mm-hmm. So they're under a lot of, like, you know, watch and surveillance. They don't have a lot of freedom like we do. But I do wish that we at least would hold the reins on our young ones and be mindful of the things that they're able to have access to on their phones.
I just hope that as the years go by, the moral compass of a lot of these techies and creators of apps increase, because we need somebody to at least, you know, protect the young minds.
We need somebody, man. We need somebody. Listen, if you want this app,
hashtag don't even bother.
Hashtag so go ahead.
Hashtag ask your mother and father.
Hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, guys, we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag cowboy queen bee. So a lot of things have been going on, I want to say, since Super Bowl season just about. So Beyonce released her new single. Or I guess it was a double single, if you will. But she released some new music. And one of them was Texas Hold'em. Mm-hmm. And it is a country song. So Queen Bee is dipping her toe into a total different genre of music. And a lot of people that love the genre of country music, they have a lot to say. All the way to the point where an Oklahoma radio station says, and they respond to claims that it refused to play Beyonce's new country song. And they were like, well, we are really big fans of Beyonce here, and we hope that it really does well. Apparently, there was a radio disc jockey in Oklahoma that refused to play Beyonce because they were like, I feel like it's just not fair for her to be this huge superstar that's known for R&B and her soul music to just want to have a phase in which she wants to all of a sudden sing country music. I don't want to play it because I feel like it's not true to the genre of country music. And you know, when you say anything against Beyonce, Knowles Carter, the bees are coming for a swarm, right? Mm. So of course they were going left and right, going absolutely insane. And of course, they were calling that radio station and requesting for Beyonce's song,
wow,
Texas Hold'em, to be played nonstop all
Man,
day.
Man, listen. That's, the hive will come get you. The hive will definitely come get
you. But man, It's tough. But I what do you think about the song?
I haven't heard it.
Really?
No, I haven't heard it. I mean, I know the chorus from, like, I've heard it on TikTok.
1,000 times.
And things like that. But I haven't listened to the song. Have you?
I have listened to the song. I mean, it's for Beyonce to be from Texas, you know, not that that really means so much. I feel like she sang, it's a well-crafted song, mm-hmm, you know. But I can see where certain country artists that really pride themselves in being country music artists and musicians, mm-hmm, why they kind of are looking down upon Beyonce wanting to be a part of the genre because they've been doing this for so long and they know what country music sounds
Imagine having a radio show. You said you don't play it, but everybody calling in saying they want to listen to Beyonce. That's hilarious.
Hashtag get your cowboy hat.
Hashtag and shout yeehaw hee.
Hashtag one thing you don't mess with.
Hashtag are Beyonce's bees.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this last one, y'all. Hashtag y'all can't cook. So rapper Coi Leray is surprised that many people in our generation is lacking cooking skills. She posted on X and says, I don't understand how our generation doesn't know how to cook. I don't want you cooking in the air fryer. Pull out them good old scratched up pans, turn on some 2000s R&B, and let's get busy, people. She says that she doesn't care how innovative you are with the air fryer. She wants her food cooked on the stove. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I don't see anything. I mean, I am surprised that how many people don't know how to cook. I'll not say names, but I do know some Gen Zers who do not know how to cook.
I'm not going to lie to you. I agree with Coi Leray because I am an old-fashioned girl that loves the stove, loves the oven, and I really don't care too much about a microwave. However, I can cook. I am part of the millennial generation, but an air fryer has saved my life.
I was going to say you're going to
experience.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that because you just got an air fryer. I'm not going to lie. I'm afraid to use it because I don't want to break it. And if I know how to use it, that's all I'm going to be using. But listen, let us know. Do y'all know how to cook for real? Y'all know how to cook for real? Let us know on Instagram at MM Live Radio. Hashtag don't say you can cook.
Hashtag knowing you're a liar.
Hashtag but we understand.
Hashtag go and get your air fryer.
Hashtag too many hashtags. Boom, that you got go. That was that hashtag. Boom, there you guys go. That was that hashtag, too many hashtags. Tune in next week as we give you guys more current topics, more things that are going on in today's world.
We got some No Big Dilly with Check right here. Don't go anywhere. We have a great conversation, and we have your 1 minute inspiration coming up right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
I could never get my soul up for a check, or a check. Living water, I don't need it on my neck, on my neck. Road to riches cause a lot of y'all to red, all the red. Independent, and I put that on my set, on my set. I can never get my soul up for a check, for a check. I can never get my soul up for a check, for a check. I can never get my soul up for a check, for a check. Send a prayer up to Jehovah for respect.
Yeah, I can never get my soul up for a feat, baby. Know that I'm gonna have to sow before I reap, baby. I don't worry what I wear or what I eat, baby. Cause I'm knowing that Jehovah took a seat, baby. I can't do it for the crowd or for the clout or for the check. I found my purpose in the person who had found me in my mess. Now in my verses, take the curses and surround them with the blessing. I was hurting, I felt worthless, and he found me with the mess. A lot of people ask me why I say my demons are depressed. I ain't saying that I claim them, I'm just saying that I stress. My enemy do not belong to me, but I'm applying pressure. You gotta read some C.S. Lewis to completely get the message.
Ay, anyway, them demons know they feel away. Yahweh run the world, you don't participate. You might make it rain, but he precipitate. Had a debt, now it's fully paid.
I could never get my soul up for a check. Living water, I don't need it on my neck. On my neck. Road to riches cause a lot of y'all to wreck. On a wreck. Independent and I put that on my set. On my set. I could never get my soul up for a check. Yeah, check. I could never get my soul up for a check. Yeah, check. I could never get my soul up for a check. Yeah, check. Send a prayer up to Jehovah for respect.
Send a prayer up to Jehovah, Lord, your son is calling. Call him God, I call him Father, cause I've been adopted. You know freedom when you see it, if you've been in bondage. Do not call me by my slave name, it's been abolished.
How you holy and you flies, cause I know the pilot. I was down and then he snatched me out my pity party. You can't fix a load of sin with just a little polish. Fear the Lord, that's the way that you begin the knowledge.
I could never get my soul up for a check, but check. Living water, I don't need it on my neck, on my neck. Road to riches cause a lot of y'all to wreck, on a wreck. Independent and I put that on my set, on my set. I could never get my soul up for a check, but check. I could never get my soul up for a check, but check. I could never get my soul up for a check, but check. Send a prayer up to Jehovah for respect.
What's good, y'all? This is No Big Deal, and you're listening to my girls, Eminem, on Eminem Live Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yo, yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Show around, so turn it up, bump the speakers loud.
Get ready,
it's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem Radio vibe, turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new Eminem Radio vibe, turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem Radio, Eminem Radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go. Eminem Radio.
Welcome back to You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. That was a hit right there. I love this season of music.
Mm-hmm, man.
It's just so refreshing. Yeah, it's really, really refreshing.
It's so good. Everyone's just dropping heat, and there's just so much more where that came from. So keep it locked right here on You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, shout out to everyone that's tuned in to you girls right here, right now. Whether you're tuned in on any of the podcasting platforms we're featured on, that's on iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, trackstars.com via the website or their app. Listen, we appreciate everyone tapped in and tuned into you girls right here, right now. Listen, we're in March. We marching right all up in March. Misa, yes. How you feeling? Q1, quarter one, the first quarter, is basically over.
Just that fast.
Just that fast.
Man. It just seemed like 2024 just got through the door.
Man.
And we're already 3 months in. Like, honestly, Mia, I'm really trying to, like, I feel like I'm moving in slow motion and everything around me is just moving so fast because time is not slowing down for anyone. Absolutely insane. So quarter one for me actually is going pretty good. I've had to kind of like, you know, look at some things, take a step back, regroup and try to get refocused because it's easy to have your goals. It's easy to have the things that you have planned set on your mind to accomplish for this year. And you start off so strong week one. Then we get to week 7, and then we get to week 9, and we're just kind of like dragging our feet a little bit, but just trying to like renew your mind, recalibrate, recharge, refocus, and then go ahead and pick up the ball and keep running.
Right.
I've realized in the first quarter that if I don't set daily affirmations and confessions, I'm not going to accomplish these goals.
Oh, tell me more.
Me personally. That's just me personally. One thing I've noticed is I'm reading this book and it's called The Power to Change. And we're in like the first portion of the book where it basically talks about you are what you think of you. So if I think of myself as, you know, being someone that takes care of herself, being a person that is a good steward over her money, or I'm wealthy in the things that I have because I take initiative and I take the time to be intentional about my spending and all these different types of things, then I'm going to, my actions are going to reflect that. So it's interesting because at the end of every single service at church, our pastor says, when you know what to do, or when you know who you are, you know what to do.
What to do.
So like, for example, if I'm a basketball player, I'm going to go to practice. I'm going to do some drills. I'm going to watch what I eat. I'm going to hang around other athletes. I'm going to be in the weight room. I know who I am, so I know what to do. So this year in 2024, because I am a homeowner, I want to be even more conscious about my finances. I don't want to steward my house very well. I have two children now, and I'm finding that juggling two kids, it can be a little difficult, and I can get a little overwhelmed. So those are some things that I wrote down on my confessions and my daily affirmations, that I'm a wife that is passionate about her husband and supports him every single day. I am a mother that wakes up every single morning joyful to see her kids, and I'm patient with my kids. I am a good steward over my home and my finances and my body, and I maintain them things daily. So it's like different things of that nature that kind of, it clicks into my mind and makes me remember who I am, so I know how to act.
That's good, bro.
So
that's really good.
That's kind of like a synopsis of how my Q1 is going. It's just now, at this point, as we walk into Q2, we got to shift gears.
Yeah, that's real.
Because we know who we are now.
No, for sure. That's really good. So what is something that you realize that of who you are?
I
know you said homeowner was one of them.
I am, I mentioned like being a good steward over my finances, but one thing that I also had to write down was that I'm an intentional, good steward over my physical body. Mm. My body is a temple, and I want to be able to play with my kids. I want to be able to live long. I want to be able to jump and run and skip and hop and do all these different types of things with my 2-year-old, that I've got to be able to maintain my body. I've got to use my body as a temple and take good care of it. Not just the house that I live in, but the house that God gave me.
Yeah.
You know, so like different things of that nature. Because I ain't going to lie to you, it's tough waking up in the morning and trying to go to the gym when there's cookies in the freezer calling my name.
Okay. Okay.
Like you see where I'm going?
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to be like, I'm going to work out tomorrow. 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 Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow.
You know, and I keep on pushing it to tomorrow. But when I remind myself and be like, I said today,
yeah,
that I'm a good steward over my physical body and I maintain it daily. That's kind of like a promise. Like, okay, are you gonna make good on your promise? Are you gonna show up for yourself today, or are you gonna let yourself down and then keep pushing it to tomorrow? No, I said daily. Mm-hmm. So it's like little things like that I keep trying to like just keep on myself. I want to apply the pressure and stay consistent in these different types of things and confessing these things over my body, so that I know what to do come the end of the year. Because I do believe I'm going to see a completely different Misa at the end of 2024.
Sure enough.
That when I look back, it's going to be like, dang, it took 2024 to be the girl that you've always wanted to be?
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
That's good, bro. That's really good. For me, because you said a lot. You said you're talking about Q1. So for me, I'm realizing that the disciplined version of me is the best version of me. So I'm really been honing in on staying focused with my goals. I've been really locked in and really, and Misa told me this a while ago, the compound effect, I believe, where it's the 1%, the little things that you do will make you, they seem small, but they play a big part and make a big difference into what you ultimately want to be. And I've been making a lot of 1% moves.
Nice.
And by the end of the month, I achieved a lot. And I'm kind of like really happy about it too. Mm-hmm. I got my rewards from myself for meeting those goals. Because I'm not going to lie to you, I had a moment this month where I at the end of the day, I was like, I feel like I accomplished nothing. I didn't make an effort to make sure I was reaching a goal, and I just feel useless.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I wasted my day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not letting this happen anymore. So after when I went home, I wrote down all my goals. I'm not going to lie to you, I got a blank bingo sheet, and I wrote down all the goals I want in my bingo sheet. And therefore, it was my goal to hit bingo. And y'all, I'm about to hit bingo like 5 different times this, you know what I'm saying, for this quarter.
That's dope.
And it's just good just knowing that One, you're disciplined, you're capable, and you're able to get those things done, and you did them. Mm-hmm. And then now going into Q2, you're excited. I'm excited for Q2 because I got new goals I want to reach. I want to get bingo. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So let this be encouragement to anybody. Usually by March, people realize that they didn't reach their goals and they just give up and just live life. Like, no, bro. Like, you got, there's 3 more quarters left in the year. There's, what, 9 more months left in the year. Like, don't let that fall off. But listen, can we encourage you just a little bit further?
Let's
can
do
we?
It.
That's
do my. It.
That's all. That's all we want to do. You know what I'm saying? Let us do that here on Eminem Live Radio. Listen, we're big on inspiration and positivity. We can give it to you in 60 minutes, but even if you can only spare us 60 seconds, listen, we got you with our 1-minute inspiration, and Misa's got your 1-minute inspiration for you this week.
Let's dive, y'all. Commit to your reality, because it's the realest thing you will ever encounter. Now, listen, some things that appear real in life may not be as real as you think. This week, I saw a fitness trainer reveal to her clients that she actually got work done on her body. A couple years ago, I found out that reality TV is scripted. Some of these relationship coaches are as single as a Pringle, and the get-rich-quick schemes will leave you broke as a joke. So what am I saying? Focus on your reality. Work on your journey. Live your life. All that glitters isn't gold, y'all. Don't be misled to thinking that what you see is what you need to believe. Have a vision for your life and see it through for yourself. And let me just remind you that the same thing that they said in elementary school applies to today. Keep your eyes on your paper.
Boom, that's your 1-minute inspiration brought to you by my girl, Misa. Listen, stay in your lane. Don't swerve.
Don't swerve.
Don't hit my car. Drive yours, buddy. I like my Buick Regal. Let us know what you guys think about that 1-minute inspiration and how it inspired you. But in the meantime, between time, let's go ahead and get into some more music, man. Like Misa said, there's a lot of heat. A lot of people have been dropping nothing but flames and fire. This just within the past couple of months here, it seems like in 2024, we got a banger right here.
Yeah.
Here's I Wanna See by Link of the Boss. Then we got Squabble by Miles Bennett right here on, okay, You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
I know the enemy is under my feet. Young trendsetters, so they follow my lead. My God's with me, so I never been beat. They keep saying that I'm next up, I just might be. I got a whole kingdom, what do I need? The flow's so cold that I think it might freeze. Leveled up and now they wanna handle my fees. Like, who could be against me if God on my team? I wanna see who said they could stop me, they were lying. If I'm standing on the rock, then I could stomp on any giant. Type of blessed to make a hater put my prayers on a diet. Had to wait for my time, now I'm done, moving quiet. Hey, they want me to hold back, I be going crazy. I don't fear man, homie, I know how to pray. My whole life unashamed, this for God, not for fame. I don't listen to a lame, I don't miss when I aim. I don't need to follow crowds, I could go against the grain. And if God said it's mine, I got nothing to explain. God gave me this crown, I'ma sit when I reign. And you should've failed back or fell in line when I came. I do it like a boss, so that's how I got my name. The devil tried to get me off track, but I'm trained. I'm glad I didn't listen when they said I couldn't change. Just that watch God do it, power running through my veins. I know the enemy is under my feet. Young trendsetters, so they follow my lead. My God's with me, so I never been beat. They keep saying that I'm next up, I just might be. I got a whole kingdom, what do I need? The flow's so cold that I think it might freeze. Leveled up and now they wanna handle my fees. Like, who could be against me if God on my team? I wanna see.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Miles Minnick. You're listening to my girls, Eminem, right here on Eminem Live Radio. Let's glow.
Come on, Jake.
Let's get it. From the Bay where we dance a little different. And the ladies with their hands a little different. God save, now your man's looking different. Same bounce, but the stance looking different. I squab. Bought a house in the Bay for my granny. Then I just moved to LA with the family. I'm a young landlord, bro, I'm lit as I can be. Remember when I couldn't pay the rent,
oh, I can't. If you're riding for the Lord, you better buckle up. I told the old me knuckle up when he in touch with us. No, I can't take a sip, cause I'm sorry. But we still gon' get it lit in a party. Me and your arms in a circle like a ceiling fan. Pulled up to the party in a minivan. When I say I squabble, I be squabbling my sin. Can't let my struggles pass down on all my kids. On a winning team, G.O.D. let me in. They gon' be mad when they play this song, ESPN. Dudes, they gon' squabble on ABC, CNN. Blessings again, let me begin. From the Bay where we dance a little different. And the ladies with their hands a little different. God save, now your man's looking different. Same bounce, but the stance looking different. I squab, I squab, I squab.
Straight to it. I got discernment. If you fake, I'm seeing straight through it. They wanna see me go back to the world, but I just can't do it. Salvation is free through Jesus Christ, so I just can't lose it. Ayy, do my little dance, I squabble. I bless the name of the Lord, not the bottle. Staying in the word is like a spiritual novel, and I'm standing on 10, making moves like an apostle.
From the Bay where we dance a little different, and the ladies with their hands a little different. God save, now your man's looking different. Same bounce, but the stance looking different. I squabble.
Me that there's protesters outside with picket signs and megaphones saying this is a demonic event, God is not involved for this event.
This is a statement, bro. The album needs no further explanation. Drop this thing and you go. This is an explanation in itself, bro. I'm telling you right now, I wonder what the album gonna be like. Let them hear this song, bro.
Downtown LA, how we turn that thing up with that line on that block, helicopters is up. You know, glove fest is up when they protesting us. But if God told me go, there ain't no stressing us.
God put me on because he could trust me. Trust me, I did not make it this far with just me.
My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. And we are going in.
Going
and as always from the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. That was Squabble.
I squabble.
Listen, I like tell you, Miles Minnick, he's just a hit maker. And he always got the songs that got the dance moves.
Yeah.
Always. It seems like. Didn't he kind of have something for Big Steppin'?
Yeah, he did. I was about to say. Yeah. That's the first thing that song that came to my mind.
Uh-huh. But yeah, the thing is, it works for him and his fan base because they all know how to dance. Like,
yeah,
everybody in California just be cutting
and
up.
Also, I feel like when you have some movement of some sort to go with the song, it makes it more, I don't know, I feel like your streams go up even more because you have something to do with the song. I love listening to that song because of the dance that goes with it.
Not to forget to mention, his shows are always super high energy.
Another level. I want to go to Glow Fest so bad.
Yeah?
I want to go to Glow Fest so bad. Just because it just looks just like live,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
I love going to live shows. And you know, since COVID happened, it just seems like we crave that. Like, when people have shows and whatnot, I'm like, oh, we got to go because we're just trying to get back into the swing of, like, just doing those things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Miles. Hey, brother. Hey, it's been a minute. We got to come out to the Bay Area. Send us some tickets to Glow Fest because we want to be in the building, man. We want to be in the building to experience all the great things that have been happening there for the past, what, almost 2 years? We've been doing it for 2 years?
Yeah. I think this will be year three.
Yeah.
Sheesh, man.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. It seems like everything that has happened post-COVID, it's just one big conglomerate year.
One big conglomerate, man. Listen, yeah. Shout out to everyone that's tuned in to your girls right here on You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, man, we got a great conversation going up this week here on Eminem Live Radio. And it's all centered around this. So the question we're asking, well, first I'll say this. So the internet went up into a frenzy. Specifically, I will say Christians, believers, churchgoers, because gospel artist Ty Tribbett, legend, I would say, was invited to the Breakfast Club, most dangerous radio show in all of the lands. And they were just talking about Well, I'll say this first. A clip went viral of Ty on The Breakfast Club, and he was basically saying how the institution of church is whack. Mm-hmm. That's what he said verbatim. Now, if you want to see the clip, you can type in the hashtag Ty Tribbett on social media. If you want to see the full interview of The Breakfast Club, go to The Breakfast Club's YouTube page. But the main thing he did say was the institution of church is whack. And that sent everybody up in flames. Yes. When it comes to being upset, put him in the hot seat. And we're very upset at Ty for saying this. Pastor Mike Jr. rebuked him openly on social media, saying that he should not have said, it was irresponsible of him to say that church is whack. Mm-hmm. Everyone has an opinion about it, and everyone's going back and forth. And so we're asking the question here on Eminem Live Radio, is the institution of church whack? So let us know on Instagram and also other social media outlets where you guys stand on the conversation. Did you get a chance to see the clip that what everyone's referencing to?
I saw a good bit of that clip that's been circling around. I had not had the opportunity to speak to this topic because I haven't seen the entire interview, and I would prefer to see the entire interview before I give my full opinion.
Okay.
But I was able to see the clip, and I think that Ty Tribbett, first of all, he already told everyone that he has grown up in church culture. Mm. So he's very much so aware of what he's talking about. However, I agree with him, but I also agree with Mike Jr., yes. Pastor Mike Jr.,
yeah.
Because while I do believe that some churches, the institution of some churches, it is whack. Like, a lot of the organization, or the organized religion, and like how they talk a lot about, you know, God, and a lot of the people that's in the church that don't reflect the love of God. I mean, it causes church hurt. It's a whole situation that is going to snowball into a bigger topic. But essentially, I see where he's talking about. I see where he's coming from when he says the church institution is whack. But I don't think it was responsible of him to speak in such a way in which he says the church period.
Yeah.
The institution of church period is just whack, as in all churches operating this way. I think if he says some churches, then I would kind of agree with him on his statement, because it can look to other non-believers that, oh, well, church is whack, and he's a believer, and he's a very popular gospel artist, and he's on the inside looking out, and he's telling me, a non-believer, that church is whack. I'm going to give up on looking for a church home because he said it's whack. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So that's why I do agree with Mike Jr., because he basically said the same thing. He felt like Ty Tribbett did not take full responsibility of that opportunity and was able to speak in a way in which he was able to go in greater depth, because it was on a radio show that does not cater to believers to begin with.
Mm.
Like, they shoot down the church the moment they get an opportunity to. You know what I'm saying? They talk down on pastors for simply being real people and doing different things in their lives. You know what I'm saying? So I can see both sides, but I do not believe that the lowercase c, the individual churches, all churches are whack.
Mm. Okay.
Some are, because of how they operate.
Yeah.
And how their operations are set up within the church. But I don't think all church is whack. Not all churches are whack.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So I heard about the clip, of course, through social media. Now, when I first saw the clip, before I saw the actual interview, I wasn't offended by what Ty said.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what he meant by it, and it didn't offend me. It wasn't until then I saw what Pastor Mike Jr. said, where he said that, how could he, church is whack, and different things like that. My personal opinion is that I wasn't offended by it. I do think I do see where Ty Tribbett is coming from, where he says the institution of church is whack, meaning, to me, and so I'm not gonna lie to you, sometimes I look up words just so I get a clear depiction of what they are. So Institution means a society or organization founded on a religious, education, social, or similar purpose. Or it means an established law, practice, or custom. Synonyms are traditions and ritual and methods and different routines. So policies. So like I was talking to Misa about this earlier, like I think that there are certain institutions and laws and practices and customs and traditions of church that I do think are whack. I do think that churches that don't leave room for the Holy Spirit to move and are only fixed on, no, we have to be within this time period, I think that's whack. Mm-hmm. I think that people who put their pastor on a high pedestal and make people feel small and like, oh, don't talk to the pastor, I think that's whack. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So I think those traditions and customs like that, institutions like that, I don't think those things are cool. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think that church is whack. Mm-hmm. No. And I think that a lot of people, unfortunately, took out of context what Ty was saying. Mm-hmm. Because I was even going back, I was going back and forth between what I watched. I watched the interview, I think halfway through, and it was actually getting really good. I really want to finish it.
Yeah.
Because Ty even says in the interview, he says, I know people are going to come for me and say, well, what are you saying? Like, you're a pastor. Like, you just came from a church talking about it's what? He said, no, I'm saying, like, the institution of it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that church is why church is a beautiful place. He says that verbatim, but everyone's up in flames because...
It's clickbait.
It is. But even also, like, even with Pastor Mike Jr., I have to say, he said in his video, you said that church is whack. No. That's not what he said. Mm-hmm. He didn't say that church is whack. Mm-hmm. He said the institution of it. I didn't know that Ty Tribbett grew up in church. So he's seen a lot of... He grew up in the institution. So he's seen... Our engineer Kimo was saying how he's seen a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I can imagine the things that he's seen, the different institutions of church. He has his own church. So therefore, there are a lot of different things. Even in Western culture, we don't know how different people do churches overseas and different things like that. So I say all that to say that I do think the institutions that we've placed over years for many different things are not okay and mm-hmm. shouldn't be acceptable. Mm-hmm. But church is not whack. Absolutely yeah. not. Do you feel like, I heard someone say something along the lines of that sometimes believers were looking to be offended when certain people of stature in the Christian community, gospel community, are on these platforms? Do we place too much pressure on them?
So you're asking me, do I believe people or Christians mm-hmm. are always looking for opportunities to be offended?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that's not just a Christian thing. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, we live in such cancel culture
yeah.
that we're just ready to crucify somebody over what they say. And forgiveness is not a thing.
Are you canceling Ty Tribbett for what he said?
No.
I listened to Ty this morning.
No. No.
On the iPod.
On the
not the iPod.
I was about to say the iPod.
But no, I'm not canceling that man.
No, absolutely not. Because, I mean, because he said in his interview, he grew up in church. He didn't grow up in those streets.
Yeah.
He grew up in the church, so he knows what church, what the institution of a lot of churches, because he's also a very popular, probably Grammy Award winning gospel artist. He has been to a lot of churches, and he's seen a lot of the institutions of these various different churches, and he's seen what works, he's seen what doesn't work, he's seen the uglies, the good, the bads, like all sides of the institution of churches. I do believe that a lot of people think that the four walls are the church.
Yeah.
And the people are the church.
Yeah. No.
And we have me being part of a church who has been a part of institutions of churches that were just whack, mm-hmm. I do think that we've got to do better.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. I want to make sure I also make this point, because Misa said this. I want to make sure I save the full piece of what my full thoughts are. Also, I want to encourage anybody, go watch the full interview. Like, don't have an opinion on anything. Before we even got into depth about us talking to amongst each other, we did research and watched. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Watched what, at least what the full conversation, or like, you know, what more led to the conversation mm-hmm. that was being had. When it comes to Pastor Mike Jr., do I wish that Ty Tribbett didn't say that at all? Because people are known for taking things out of context.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because the fact that people are running with it, saying that he called church whack, how could you, da-da-da-da-da. But even also, I do feel like that wasn't maybe the best opportunity to say that line, mm-hmm. like you said. Mm-hmm. Because like if it was a the basement with Tim Ross, that would have been great. Because mm-hmm. I feel like because you're amongst people who can have that conversation, and they can dive deep. Can dive deep into it. There are other the audience is other believers, so now you can really dive into like what church culture is, how it can be toxic, or how we can be able to fix church culture in these mm-hmm. institutions, mm-hmm. things like that. But because this wasn't a platform that necessarily caters specifically to believers, you don't want for someone listening to take it out of context themselves and then think church is whack.
Do you feel like the conversation or the interview that Ty Tribbett has introduced, do you feel like that conversation and interview it was constructive or more so destructive? Like, do you feel like after having that conversation and it going viral, this has been something like a building block to start a conversation to create change?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's been just completely destructive?
No. I think it's constructive.
Okay.
I think it's 100% constructive because we're constructive on how we are able to speak on platforms as such, mm-hmm. and how we even communicate, how we our thoughts, even constructive of how we consume the content, of not taking it out of context. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like even able to have healthy conversations amongst each other, us talking about the institution of church. So it is getting the conversation going. So I do think it is constructive. What do you think about it?
I don't know. I feel like little things like this, it causes for the believers in the body of Christ, especially those that got the real bad Twitter fingers, to get a little mouthy at each other. And it makes it, it's a reflection of the church now, where the very church that he's talking about, that's tearing another believer down because of what they said. And now we're throwing somebody else up on the cross because of what they said on an interview. You know what I'm saying? Instead of having constructive conversation, it's now something that's kind of causing us to butt heads.
Yeah. Which I hate, because him being, I think any time a believer in the gospel community, Christian community, gets a chance to be on a platform where they can
be a light in dark places.
Yeah. It's a great thing. Mm-hmm. And it just sucks that Because Ty said a lot of great things in the interview. Like, he was talking to, he asked Jess, Envy, Charlamagne. They said, what church do y'all go to? And they said, well, we don't go physically to church. Why? He went to eat. Like, they were generating a good conversation. Mm-hmm. He was responsible in areas. It's just because this one thing, people are completely knocking him down. And yes, it could have been a misjudgment thing to say on this time and place, but to completely knock him down, I wish we wouldn't do. Let us know what you guys think, where you stand on the conversation when it comes to, is the institution of church whack? What do you think about what Ty said? Do you wish you would have said it then? Who do you agree with? Let us know on Instagram at MM Live Radio. In the meantime, between time, here is some music. Here, let's get into some R&B right here on You Already Know.
Yes, MM Live Radio.
Up and I talk to your father. Wanna show you that I'm a good daughter. You say you saw my kiss to serve others. A nice first beat of fortune. And I be right not to acknowledge that Jesus took me out of bondage. He told me right in Matthew 10. And speaking in light, what we learn in the darkness. Yeah, I was so afraid, living life my way, taking all the wrong turns, but end up in the right place. Oh, because your love was there to pick me up. Now I'm what you want. If it ain't your will, if it ain't your will, I don't want it. If it ain't your will, if it ain't your will, if it ain't your will, I don't want it. No. Oh, oh. So could you make sense of what I've been through? I know your promises always come through. Could you make sense of what I've been through, Lord? I know you gon' come through. Lord, please forgive the way I used to listen to my heart more than I would listen to you. When you always knew what to do, and all the things I did, living in sin is in the past. You said that the first would be last, and made me never wanna go back. I was so afraid, living life my way, taking all the wrong turns, but end up in the right place. You want for me. If it ain't your will, if it ain't your will, I don't want it. If it ain't your will, if it ain't your will, if it ain't your will, I don't want it. No. Oh. So could you make sense of what I've been through? I know your promises always come through. Could you make sense of what I've been through, Lord? I know you gon' come through.
Protect myself, golden gates to the promised land, San Francisco flow, wifey got a new mink, so icy is a brink, so icy like a ring, yeah. Every night we link, every night we, like Justin we in sync, light too fast don't blink, I'm the king, she the queen, this that royalty, I'm tithing bricks, I'm each, yeah. I don't even care what you think, yeah. Put this on repeat. I love it. Look at my life, I love it. Ain't had to think twice, I love it. Don't you change the subject, I love it. I love it. Look at my life, I love it. Ain't had to think twice, I love it. Don't you change the subject, I love it.
Yeah, so sorry I changed. That's just the price of the fame, yeah. That's just the price of the fame, yeah. That's just the price of the call in my life. This ain't a regular thing, yeah. Be something shake when I roll in the dice. My phone, I just look at it brain. You know what I mean? I had to, yeah, I had to, had to cut ties with my demons and people that wasn't believing. They had the boy heavy breathing. The high life is something I'm living, and whatever come with it, I'm with it. It's a shame all the things that they wish. No, they hate to see it, yeah, I know. But I love it. Life, I love it. Ain't had to think twice, I love it. Don't you change the subject, I love it. I love it. Look at my life, I love it. Ain't had to think twice, I love it. Don't you change the subject, I love it.
You back with your girls Misa and Mia from, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Shout out to everyone who tuned in to this week's show. Whether you tune in for the first time or you don't miss a single show, we're glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
If you enjoyed this week's show, post a screenshot of the show you're listening to on any of your social media platforms and listen, tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll repost it.
Absolutely, y'all. Absolutely. Now also, listen, tune in to Eminem Live Radio next week because like always, we'll have more hashtags, music, conversation, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
Eminem Live Radio is your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. But your girls got to get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because none is an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day. It'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week. It'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month. It'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia. And you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
What?
You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.